Okay, I've got to quickly go through a few little pieces here because I'm just looking at the clock. They do these things well. They capitalize on uncertainty. They create simplicity, the vision. They embrace learning from taking calculated risks. They're not, you know, risk takers in a very broad sense. They're very calculating in how they take risks. They recognize fleeting opportunities. They find solutions that are roughly right. And they use their insight and experience to learn more and to move forward. So the next question that I pose at the beginning is, why do we need more entrepreneurs? So maybe you can already answer that question for me. But simply, we need more entrepreneurs to deal with change. Change across our whole society. And it's not just in private industry that we need this. We need it in our public service. The changes are dramatic. One, for example, challenge that faces probably Europe within the next 15 to 20 years is the aging population, the greying of Europe. We will have so many people at a retirement age that the implications for health services and for the working population are huge. To fund and pay for the services that people will need after they retire will take more than has currently or is currently being invested into pension schemes, for example. So public servants, the public sector, as well as the private sector, needs to embrace entrepreneurship, to think in a more creative way about solutions to those changes. And at the moment, we have a little bit of time, but I'm not sure if the public service right now is quite entrepreneurial enough to handle it. So to deal with change and uncertainty, to increase the bottom line, in other words, to get better profitability, to increase innovation, for opportunity seeking, and for energy. There's nothing better than actually working with a group of people who have energy and excitement every day they go into work. It makes for a fantastic atmosphere and a better society in general. Okay, globally, now this is a very busy slide, so I don't expect you to be able to read this, but I don't know if you've heard of, there's a survey that's done annually called the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, which looks at how entrepreneurial nations are, countries are. And this one is just a little bit old, it's 2003, and I've pointed an arrow there. Ireland was in ninth position among a group of 32 countries. The most entrepreneurial country over here in this survey was Uganda, followed by Venezuela, Argentina, New Zealand, Chile, Australia, Iceland, United States. And down here at the bottom we had France, Croatia, Japan were the low-lying countries in terms of entrepreneurial activity. And how they measure how entrepreneurial a country is they do a survey and find out how many people per 100 of population are thinking about setting up a business or are managing a business that was set up in the last 3 years. So that's how they measure it. The number of people per 100 of the population who have set up or thinking about setting up or have set up within the last 3 years. The statistics and the number of countries involved in this survey changes from year to year. I think in the current one, Ireland has slipped to 12th place on the whole rating scale. You can see the United Kingdom is in here about 18th position on that particular scale. Okay, just how important entrepreneurial and entrepreneurial activity, entrepreneurship, is in the Irish context. In 2004, we did a complete review of our economic, industrial and economic strategy going forward. So this is a diagram of the Irish strategy for building sustainable businesses for the future. Okay, recognizing that manufacturing is moving east to countries like China, India, and so on. Ireland has had in the past a huge manufacturing base, but that, like the UK, is moving to lower cost locations. So with that in mind, we're trying to figure out in Ireland, how do we build more sustainable enterprises? And you'll see there at the bottom, entrepreneurship and innovation are seen as essential conditions for the future. We cannot go anywhere if we do not have that as the ground rock to build on. So this is critically important here for Ireland.